بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الثالث في رواية ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أيضا قال حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل إلى آخر الحديث. With regard to this hadith, further explanations which are given, that a person who makes Allah his wakil, guardian, that is, hands over the management of all his affairs to him. This is what is required in this chapter which we are reading about yaqeen and tawakkul. We have full trust in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and we hand over all our matters to him. Very fortunate is that person who gets this tawfiq and realizes that we haven't got the ability of blinking an eye, of lifting a finger, and Allah ta'ala is qadir and mutlaq. His power is unlimited over everything. We are living temporarily. Allah is forever hayyun qayyum. Allah is everything. So all our matters, we hand them over to Allah ta'ala. Then just as a means, as pawns, we make our effort also. But it is also, that effort is also by the tawfiq of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So in this hadith we read of the various, some of the occasions when the great people handed over their matters to Allah ta'ala by saying the simple words which we should also learn and say them, especially when we are faced with difficulties, and even so, we should hand all our matters to Allah. Hasbunallah, Allah is sufficient for me. Wa ni'mal wakil, and what a great and what a perfect wakil he is, a trustee who we can hand over our matters all to Allah ta'ala. So the occasions that are referred to in this hadith, the polytheists, the mushrikeen of Makkah Mukarramah, were disappointed that they did not kill the Muslims at the Battle of Uhud. In the Battle of Uhud, in the first round, the non-Muslims had the better of the Muslims, and Muslims suffered an apparent loss. So at that time, they had the opportunity, according to them, to completely annihilate and kill all the Muslims. So when they had left, they thought to themselves, this was an opportunity that we could have killed all the Muslims. Allah Ta'ala had instilled such fear in them that they left the battle and returned to Makkah Mukarramah. After they had the upper hand, they were apparently won the battle also. It was, according to them and from their side, an opportunity to finish off the Muslims for once and for all. But Allah Ta'ala put fear in them at that time. And they just retreated and they were on their way back to Makkah Sharif. So this is also from Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the controller of the hearts, even of the enemy. Whatever is going to happen, whatever they plan, whether it is with regard to this pandemic or plandemic which they are planning, we must have our trust in Allah Ta'ala. We must not fear what laws they are going to be making and what they are doing. Our full trust must be in Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. So anyway, at that time, they left the battlefield and returned to Makkah Mukarramah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pursued them until Hamraul Asad. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, though they were in the outward picture defeated the Muslims, but when the polytheists, the mushrikeen left and were returning to Makkah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered that the Muslims must pursue them, and those who were inflicted with some wound, etc., they must come. So it was also that according to their ability, and in fact they were put to great lengths, that those who had suffered some loss, they must now follow the mushrikeen and go behind them and attack them again or while they are returning to Makkah Sharif. But he was informed at Hamraul Asad, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got information that Abu Sufyan was in his way to attack Medina Manawara with a fresh new army. So another army from Makkah, the news came that they are coming to attack Medina Sharif. So the Muslims were sort of in between now. They were at Hamraul Asad, going behind the polytheists, And suddenly they get news that a fresh new army is coming. They had suffered losses already, and now it's a fresh army, so it was looking very bleak and difficult. And of course, if the new army came, then Abu Sufyan with his troops will also join them. So it was like a complete qiyamah for the Muslims. At that time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the Sahaba heard of this, they recited the dua mentioned in this hadith. With all this odds in front of them, they said, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for us. So no matter what the odds are against a person, against the Muslims at any time, we should put our full trust in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We should not fear anything. Even if a gun is put to our head, at that time we should have built our iman. Allah give us all tawfiq that we just say, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. And there were so many cases when these instances happened, and worse than this, just by Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, Allah changed the tables completely. Allah is fully in charge of everything. It is explained in Tafsir al-Qurtubi that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam recited this dua when he was thrown into the fire, and the angels in charge of water and wind came to his aid, but he refused their assistance. As we had read in the hadith also, these were the words where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the Sahaba said, and the explanation of that occasion has come now in this commentary. Further, we read in the hadith also that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said these words when he was thrown into the fire. Further, the explanation comes in Tafsir al-Qurtubi that when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was about to be flung, catapulted into the fire, at that time the malaika who were in charge of the water and wind came to Ibrahim alayhi salam and offered his assistance. Also it is narrated, Jibreel alayhi salam also came. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam asked them, does not Allah know my condition? They say, of course Allah knows. Is Allah not in charge of all conditions? Definitely Allah Ta'ala is. Then he said, فَإِمَّا إِلَيْكَ فَلَا. Then I don't need your help. Allah knows, and if he wants me to be catapulted into the fire, that is sufficient for me. And I'm happy with that. And he read at that time, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. The power of this word, as he entered the fire, at that specific moment, Allah changed the fire into a garden for him. Where he was, it was a complete garden. Around that was still the fire blazing. So Allah has got qudrat over everything. We must not fall short in understanding and realizing and bringing it in our heart that Allah has got full qudrat and power over everything. In a blazing fire, Allah made a beautiful, peaceful garden. Allah has got that qudrat. So we must put our trust in Allah Ta'ala, and at all times let Allah be sufficient for us. Hasbunallah, Allah is sufficient for me. Wa ni'mal wakeel, and Allah is the best of guardians and controllers, and everything is in the hands of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Instead, his absolute conviction and reliance on Allah Ta'ala guided him to turn his focus towards the heavens and Allah Ta'ala. Even when the farishtas, the angels in charge of everything, they offered their assistance also, he made his connection directly with Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. And that is what we have to work for, to build that conviction. But the more we go in asbab and means, then our trust in Allah becomes weaker. If we work more on amal and building our connection with Allah ta'ala, and having that firm connection, then no matter what happens at what time, Allah will be sufficient for us. And not only that, like with the Muslims, Allah made it a means of hidayat of that time, the battle of Uhud, till for us and for mankind, Allah made it a means of hidayat till the day of Qiyamah. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was about to be flung in the fire, and he said, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, we take inspiration from it, and till the day of Qiyamah, people will take inspiration. And people will make strong their yaqeen and trust on Allah Ta'ala. On the basis of this hadith, ulama state that a person in difficulty or one who is oppressed should recite this dua. Whatever difficulty we have, so even if somebody is not paying us, somebody is not vacating our home and is not paying the rental, etc., and is causing us grief in different ways, or anyone else, any difficulty that comes, we should read Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, and the pious used to recite it regularly and found it to be extremely beneficial. We should even make it part of our daily wazifas, that we read Hasbunallah, that for my day and for my life, Allah is sufficient for me. He will see to all my needs. It should, however, be recited with conviction and contemplation, and not just uttered mindlessly with the lips. It shouldn't be just a outward formality, just some words. We should recite the words with our tongue and with the complete understand it in our mind and with the complete conviction in our hearts. Full trust that we should put solely on Allah Ta'ala. It's not that we have got our haram insurance policies. We made sure that we paid all our premiums also, all what we had to pay, and then we say Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. No, we just put our full trust on Allah Ta'ala. In fact, we cancel our insurance policies and medical aids and everything, and we put our full trust in Allah Ta'ala. The more our yaqeen on Allah, the more Allah's help comes to us. Our yaqeen should not be weak. And wazaif also that we read, our readings of every day, should not just be lip service. But it should be, we should understand it with our mind and conviction in the heart. So this hadith teaches us a great, great aspect of our deen, that in all our matters, we must put our full trust in Allah. We should realize the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's powers are unlimited. Allah's mercy and kindness, Allah's protection and security is unlimited. We should put our full trust in Allah Ta'ala. As even now, today, presently, as we are sitting here, Jamaat that have returned from Somalia, that went there, they have witnessed till now that a person selling gold, etc., he just sits on the pavement, and when it's namaz time, he just covers all that gold with one sheet and he goes and makes his namaz. A person who is a money exchanger and sitting with all types of currencies there, namaz time, he just puts a sheet over it and he goes for namaz, putting his full trust in Allah Ta'ala. And when they have that Islamic system, there is zero crime in the country. And we with all our laws and funny laws, and the crime rate is just increasing all the time. In fact, it has reversed all the conditions, that the innocent people, of law-abiding people, are in prisons in their own house. They made their own house prisons with all the security gates and all the security protection, etc., while the criminals are walking around freely on the road. The complete opposite has happened. And if you bring an Islamic system, then the law-abiding people live with peace. Even you can sleep with your doors open at night and nobody will interfere. May Allah let us realize this, that deen coming to our lives, bring our full trust in Allah Ta'ala. Subhanallah.